The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
During the pandemic, comedian Killian Sunderman deleted all his social media accounts, moved to a rural area of Ireland, lived in a caravan. In the author's own words, he went native. He eventually returned to public life through his new book, Country Fail, Some Bleeps Guide to the Countryside, where he describes the different aspects of country life. And he's with me now to share.
Yes.
Killian, good morning and welcome.
Well, thanks so much for having me.
First of all, is it true? Did you actually do all that, or is this a conceit?
It's a conceit, yeah. There's sort of a fictionalised version that's close to the truth, but the idea is essentially that I've been cancelled for doing some sponsored content on my Instagram for a logging contractor who tears up the Amazon. So I've run away from the city life and I've been cancelled. So I've gone to the countryside and rebranded as a countryside influencer.
As a countryside influencer, but did you actually
spend even
a moment in the countryside?
I did. During the pandemic, me and my partner Anna, we went to and lived. We spent a couple of the lockdowns in Ennis. That's where we were, in rural Ennis. And we converted a van. That's what we were doing at the time. We got a Ford Transit van and we turned it into a camper van. And then we went off and lived in that over Europe.
So your version of a Winnebago.
Yes. That kind of thing. Yeah. Small. I can't actually stand up in it. And I can't fully extend my legs as I sleep. Anna bought the van. There's no resentment there. You can't hear it in my voice.
Now, talk to me about your observations of the countryside, which you've translated into the pages of this book, which is very funny.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah.
Well, one of the great commodities in the countryside is space.
Yes, space. Well, I mean, I try to explain it to people from the city who don't really understand it, but often you'll look at a field and you'll be very confused. Like, what is this open space? What is this space where a hotel should be? Or, where are the car parks? So you try imagine the car park, but then there's no car park. That's essentially what a lot of the countryside is, just space, open space. So I try to explain the countryside in terms that people from the city will understand. And I try to explain things like hedges and stone walls and, you know, question why are they there? You know, why are stone walls there?
You have a thing about fences as well. I mean, you point out there is no great fence of China, whereas there is a great wall.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, who cares about fences? I mean, I like to often say, you know, the 18th century called, they want their form of marking the boundaries between properties back. It's old-fashioned. It's not interesting. It's also not sustainable. Fences aren't sustainable. We've got to chop down trees. We're stone walls. We use the stones that are in the field. It clears out the fields. I mean, they're sustainable. They look pretty. It's very nice.
One of the things about the countryside is the fresh air. I mean, we go to the country to breathe fresh air. But my experience of rural Ireland is often it's not that fresh.
Well, actually, I find the fresh air is this beautiful thing. You often hear people online talking about the benefits of just breathing in countryside air. And actually, I've got a side business going where I sell bottles of countryside fresh air. This is straight from the burn. This is really good stuff. So actually, afterwards, if people want to check me out and DM me, I've got a fiver a pop for just bottles of a guaranteed beautiful wind.
And people may laugh, but there was a time we laughed when they started to sell bottled water.
Yes.
It would never catch on.
And now look at us. They say there's more bits of the Berlin Wall than the actual Berlin Wall itself. So it could be a case of that with the fresh air.
And more people were in the GPO in 1916 than that building ever could have held. Communication in the countryside is different.
Yes. Well, I mean, this is something that I long studied because I often found myself, you know, talking to people and not hearing them speak and seeing people kind of communicate and nod and understand things. And I wouldn't hear them. I'd see two people in the countryside pass each other. And then I talk to one person afterwards and they say things like, oh, that person said something. But I didn't actually hear any words leave their mouths. So I have actually, in the book, created a sort of dictionary of the way that people from the countryside communicate. So, for example, you know, when you're driving along, you see someone lift the finger.
Yeah, one finger off the steering wheel.
Yeah. Yeah, that off the steering wheel, that's sort of a hello. But if you lift it halfway, that means, well, that's actually Shakespeare's soliloquy in Hamlet. So, you know, there's a lot. It's a whole dictionary there. And I've managed to put it all in the book. So it's all there.
Now, the importance of one institution in the countryside is the country shop. What purpose does it serve?
Well, I mean, the purpose of the countryside shop is kind of sometimes to make you annoyed because you go in there and it's the only shop for, you know, miles and miles and miles. And then you find, you know, an orange and you find out it's a fiver and you go, well, I really need this orange. But, you know, what can I do? I could drive to the town and that's an hour in petrol cost. So I just have to do it. And so I often say, you know, the countryside shop has a monopoly over everything. And they sometimes laugh at you when you walk up and you're like, oh, my God, I have to I have to pay a fiver for this orange, but there's nothing you can do about it. You just got to hand over your money. And they also take as long as they want to do it. Like, there's a nice interaction and a talk, and there's a whole experience to it. It's actually quite a joyful thing if you're happy with losing a little bit of money for
What is the difference between a ditch and the gutter?
Well, I suppose the way it is, I often compare, you know, the gutter is the city ditch, right? And the ditch is kind of a place that you never plan to end up in a ditch. It's a place that you end up when you're in your lowest ebb of life. And I suppose that's sort of where I start this book. I sort of start the book in a metaphorical ditch and also a physical ditch. I fell into one at one point. But it is, I say that the ditch is kind of the place that you end up in life when you're at your lowest of your low. And that's kind of the gutter in the city. So, I mean, the ditch is a little nicer because, you know, it's softer. And if you fall into it, you can kind of just
roll back
up. You might
get wet, though. now, one of the abiding characteristics of the countryside is wildlife, be it domesticated as in farm animals or what might be flying in and out of the offending hedge.
Well, this is actually a more serious issue, Pat, just to kind of talk about it, because I have actually long studied, you know, the cattle and the sheep in Ireland. And I suspect that if they were to, you know, try and revolt against us, they outnumber us about 2-1. The national herd is more than the population of people here. And if they wanted to, they could seize control of the means of production and we could be in a lot of trouble. So I kind of propose in the novel that we should, in fact, be training people to take on cows. You know, I personally think I could probably take on, you know, 2 sheep and 1 cow. But that's just me. You know, I've just someone who's thought about this for a brief few minutes. But I mean, I think we should be thinking about this, maybe jujitsu classes. We're teaching children where we could have, you know, sort of packs of school kids running around the countryside trying to attack cows. I think this is something we need to think about.
Now, you came upon a picturesque farmhouse where a television program was being filmed.
I don't know if you've watched TV these days, but most houses in the countryside that are filled with families are actually just, you know, Channel 4 and BBC documentaries of getting people from the city to move to the countryside and try run a farm. That's what most people in the countryside are now.
Well, Jeremy Clarkson is the case in point.
I know, yeah, which is actually a very good show. But there's something that people love about seeing someone from the city just like wandering around the countryside making a fool of themselves. And so in the book, at one point, we walk up to a house, and it's got a family who are trying to do this kind of, I don't know, we're city people trying to run a farm, and it goes disastrously. They try to feed pork to the pigs, which obviously is their own kind, so it turns them cannibalistic. And then they go mad from that and start rampaging around the paddock, and a lot of hilarity ensues.
I'm wondering, are you intending to gig down the country anytime soon?
Well, I mean, if you read the book, it's very clear that I am the buffoon. I'm the idiot. I'm the silly person. And the people in the countryside are kind of just tolerating me in many ways. That's sort of how I was very careful to make sure that I am made to look like an ignorant fool. And these are just sort of weird, wild, absurd ideas that I have. And everyone from the countryside is kind of the
well, as
important
as a city-born boy, I laughed out loud when I was reading it. I'm not sure whether our country cousins will do the same. Let's hope they do.
Yeah.
The book is called Country Fail, Some Bleep's Guide to the Countryside. Mm. It's published by Faber and its author, Killian Sunderman. Thank you very much for joining us. Any gigs coming up, by the way?
I'm doing the Dublin Fringe at the moment, which it's completely sold out. But actually, you know, sometimes if you show up at the door, there's sometimes spare seats and tickets. So if you
Just get into the gutter and chill.
And hope for the best.
Killian, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.